Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shehinah. This podcast is here to support us, to guide us during these times of incredible ascension, accelerating energies that can be a lot for many of us. So we are going to shed some light on this full moon in Taurus. But first, let me introduce myself for those that do not know me. Welcome to this episode. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And for those who are returning, welcome back. This episode, as I mentioned, is about this full moon in Taurus. Taurus is probably one of my favorite signs. It is a sign of stability. It is a sign that is very grounded, very earthy, very tactile, very physical. It is a sign about luxury, the resources, material and otherwise, about employing your, knowing your worth and employing your time and energy in the way that is best for you. It rules the senses. It is all about the physical, tangible world. And it is a sign that is very near and dear to me. My rising sign is in Taurus. And this moon is very intense. As you're hearing this, as I'm recording this, we are in the Samhain portal. And this moon is happening on the 5th of November at 8:20 Eastern Standard Time, which is 5:20 on the Pacific Coast and 2:20 p.m. Central European Time. It is happening at 13 degrees of Taurus. 13 is a very powerful number. If you're listening to me, you probably know that we don't go by this demonizing of the number 13. The number 13 is a very powerful number connected to the divine feminine. The divine feminine is creation. The divine feminine is the creative essence, the creative life force that flows through all. It's just as important as the masculine, so let's not get it twisted. However, the 13 holds a different energy than the masculine. The feminine is to receive. So the 13 is significant because there are 13 moon cycles in the year. It is significant because it is a number that is associated with the moon cycles of a woman. So every woman, for the most part, we have 13 moon cycles, 13 bleeds during the year. It's the number of the apostle. It's the number that is associated with 13th apostle, which is apostle, which is Mary Magdalene, medium Magdala. She is the divine feminine, the Shekhinah, the one who embodied the light of Yeshua. So she's a very powerful healer, mystic, ascended master. We're not going to go into the mystique and the erroneous versions of her. But I will say that she is a very powerful force because she embodies the light of the Christos, the light of the Christ, the light of the heavenly light, the light that has no duality, that Yeshua came here to embody and to share. She embodied it within her as well. So together they hold a template for divine union. The 13 is about focus. It is about change, being adaptable. It is about growth. It is, as I mentioned, the number of the divine feminine, and it's also a 4. The 4 is a number of structure. It is a number of the 4 elements. It is the heart chakra. It is universal love, abundance, forgiveness, compassion, gratitude. It is creating the structure and the discipline to anchor our creations. So it's a very grounding energy. So with all, just the numerology, just in the numerology, we can see and we can feel the potent energy of this moon. We are in the Heshvan portal, which is the portal of Scorpio. And this energy has been so intense. It's just been unbelievably intense. And this year, for me, I've felt it much more intensely than other Heshvan cycles. And it is because this year is a 9-year. It is a year of endings, new beginnings, of cycles, of completion, ending karmic cycles. So it's a transformative year. And of course, the cycle that has to do with Heshvan, with going deep into the depths and rebirthing and transformation and all the woo of that birthing process, that being in the womb, being in the waters of the womb, and being purified and emerging from those waters to share your light, to share your mission. We're all going through this birthing process. Some of us more intensely than others. I definitely am feeling it much more intensely. But it's also the astrology of this, because there's a grand trine, there's a grand cross, and there is a kite formation. Actually, there are two kite formations. So, and then there's the three-eye atlas, which is the asteroid that basically just had a conjunction with the sun. There is so much energy that is flooding onto the earth. And the veil is super thin at this time. You can feel the ancestors. You can feel the celestial realms. You can feel, and you can also feel the intensity. There is a lot that is shaking loose from humanity. There is a lot that is being revealed that many of us have not been wanting to see. And that not wanting to see has basically kept us in, I see a loop. I see kind of like a hamster in a wheel. And this is how things will remain. If we persist on only viewing one aspect, one perspective, only seeing one side because it aligns with your whatever, with your ideology, with whatever. Because we tend as human beings to have tunnel vision, like the horse with the blinders on. Once we focus on something, that is all that we see. And regardless of whether there is truthful information elsewhere, we will not seek it out because we are comfortable and it is scary to change. And so many things have to do with our own woundings come into play, because we tie our identity to our beliefs, and these two things should not be related, but we as human beings have a tendency to do this. And this season, we are really being in many ways forced to confront what we do not wish to see, to break the lid on that situation, on that truth that we didn't want to acknowledge. And Pluto, the modern ruler of Scorpio, and Mars, all of that has to do with secrets, with karmic cycles being brought to completion. Because a 13, again, remember, it's a number of growth. And in order to grow, in order to level up, we have to be willing to remove what needs to be cleared. We have to be willing to let go, to surrender, and to have absolute faith that we are protected, we are being divinely guided, and we need to let go of the ego. The ego, under these circumstances, is not your friend. Because the ego seeks to keep us safe. And in order to keep us safe, we must play by the rules. We must be good little boys and girls and get our, perfect score on the test, and you know, after A comes B, and you know, we follow this particular predictable process. And that's not life. That's not what your soul signed up for. That is exactly what this kite formation and what this grand cross is. So we have the grand cross between Venus, Jupiter, Chiron, Jupiter and Chiron, Chiron and Pluto, and Pluto and Venus. Venus is representative of the Garden of Eden. Venus is our primordial essence, that our true unconditional love, the creative energy that feeds the life force. It is fruition, it is abundance, it is beauty, it is sensuality, it is creativity. All of these things, Venus. It is pure unconditional love, Venus. But Venus is also an energy that is warrior-like, because Venus will protect herself when she needs to and pull away from that which is not worth her energy and her time when she needs to. And at the same time, as she can pull away, she can open herself to give and receive. Jupiter, the planet of expansion in Cancer, where it is exalted, Jupiter seeks everything Jupiter touches. Jupiter is like King Midas. Everything Jupiter touches expands. And because these are squares that we're talking about with this grand cross, this means that the chaos that we are feeling and the stuckedness that we're feeling can feel like it's expanding. And there's a way to get out of it, because in order to get out of a loop and get out of a stuck phase, we must do something different. We must look at what we are unwilling to look at. And then we have Jupiter squaring Chiron. Chiron is the wounded healer. Chiron represents those deep wounds in the recesses of your psyche. Maybe it's karmic, maybe it's past lifetimes, but Chiron represents those wounds that we think we have healed, but still it's there. It's like that one thing that we cannot heal within ourselves, or we feel powerless to heal, but we can help others. That's fantastic. But ourselves, we can't seem to break through this block. And this is what this feels like. This feels like we're stuck in a holding pattern and it's expanding. And then we have Chiron squaring Pluto, which is the ruler of the underworld. Pluto represents the dark recesses of your psyche, power, transformation, sex, death, rebirth, all of that is Pluto. And Pluto is squaring Venus. So we have in the mix this contentious energy. And it feels like everything is at odds with everything else. We want to expand, but we cannot heal what we are unwilling to see. We want to experience abundance, but all we're feeling is kind of a push into darkness. We're feeling that pull into the depths. And if we don't, there are times when it is advantageous to go into the shadow. Now, it's not one of them. I know we're in shadow season. I know now is the time to work with the dark and spooky and all of the shadow work. But no, it's not the time to do that. Now is the time to bring in the light. Now is the time to align with the highest of lights, with the light that of creation that has no duality, and allow that light to stream in and to break you open. To break open the blocks, to break open your faith, break open your belief that we are not alone. We are so conditioned to rely to one, to give away our power and rely on everything external as our savior. That is one. And two, we're conditioned to look outside, and we're conditioned to not want to look at the skeletons in the closet. We're conditioned to want to hide the dust underneath the rug. We're conditioned to, we don't talk about that. We're conditioned to avoid because we think that the solution is in, the avoidance. But if we don't bring in the light to shed that pure light on what needs cleansing, clearing, purifying, alchemizing, transformation in our lives, we will not break through these locks. We won't. There is a grand trine that is happening. Grand trines are energy that is fluid, energy that is comfortable, energy that is easy. We have the opportunity for ease if we get the fuck out of our way. Because we can think and try to strategize our way out of things, but the mind is limited. The mind is limited by the perception, by your conditioning, by your constructs, by your ideologies, by your intellect. The mind is limited. It is limited by its nature. And here we are trying to solve our physical problems in this physical world using the mind, which is a trap. The mind is there to basically keep you in a box because that is how the mind thinks it keeps you safe. We are meant to transcend all of these places in our lives where we see duality, where we see the push and the pull, that contentious energy, because we think we must have our way to win. It's either I win or that person wins, and I'm going to win at all costs. That energy is what has created this mess that we live in. This world of duality, it seeks to feed it and perpetuate it. We are meant to transcend this. We are not meant to continue living thinking that the solutions are outside of us, the power is outside of us, that everything that we seek is we're not worthy, we're undeserving. We are not meant to live like this. We are meant to live knowing that we are infinite oneness in human form at this time, and therefore limited by the earthly confines. But that limit doesn't mean that we don't allow our soul to lead. That limit of physicality, it's an exercise. There are so many souls on the other side that are just chomping at the bit, literally, to become human. So they can master, so they can forget for a little bit, although the new souls aren't forgetting. The little ones that have been coming in and are coming in, they aren't forgetting their connection. They're actually fusing their connection and actually anchoring it. And that is what the rest of us humans should be doing. It's not just about anchoring in the earth. And my friend and my teacher Anna said this in our Shabbat today, and we've spoken about this before. We're not just meant to anchor in the earth, because the solution is not just on the earth. It's not in the earth plane, actually. The earth is only what has already manifested. So our collective consciousness and our individual consciousness has manifested this world that we live in. The solution to the earthly issues is in the unseen, because as above, so below. we must also be rooted in the heavens. So just like when we go through our meditation, I ground you into the earth, but first I ground you into the heavens. If you notice, I always start up. I start in the heter. I start by grounding you into the celestial light. And from there, we ground into the earth, and then we ground back up. And we are essentially activating the Tree of Life template within us and grounding in the celestial realms and grounding in the physical, in the earth. And that is how we transform, by bringing in that light that has no duality and allowing it to fuse and merge with our physical light, with our energy field, and it shifts our energy field, and it shifts the frequency at which we operate. And this trine, we have the opportunity to create more ease, to live in a much more fluid manner, and we must do this through bringing in the pure light of creation. And under this Taurus moon, especially we're about to go into the Pleiadian alignment, we have the 1111 portal, we're in Samhain. Now is the time to honor what has been. Honor what has been, love it, and surrender it. We cannot receive, we cannot even receive wisdom if we keep only wanting to perceive the world in one way, in one shade. There are multiple dimensions coexisting. There are multiple beings, and there are a multitude of celestial energies that are around you that are here to support and guide us. All we need to do is ask. All we need to do is align. All we need to do is tend to your frequency. Don't let the nonsense distort your perception. Hone your energy. Cultivate your energy. Cleanse your energy. Activate it. Ultimately, it is you. No one else can activate you. People can hold the door open and show you how to do it and be a guide. But just like no one can awaken your kundalini. That's, first of all, why would you want anyone to touch your energy field like that? Like, there's one thing to clear you, but to activate something in you with your sexual energy and start fusing with that, just don't. Please don't. That's just a recipe for disaster. I will say this again. We must remain and remember our sovereignty. We must remember that it is we who have the power. And again, this is a power. By power, I mean self-mastery. I do not mean, you know, manipulative or controlling or using that power outside of you. I mean your personal power over your thoughts, your words, and your actions. That is what you have control over. No matter what other people tell you, that is what you have control over. You do not have control or sway over anyone else's karma, anyone else's life. That's why it's pointless to judge. That's why it's pointless to be guilty and shameful. It's pointless because no one can express the spark of creation that you are like you can. You can't express it like someone else. You can't. It's just not possible. Because you came here to shine your unique light. And we must remember that is what true power is. True power is knowing that we are infinite oneness in this human incarnation, and we are here to channel our it's not even ours, to channel this heavenly energy that is Source, God, Goddess, channel it through us to enhance creation, to add another layer of beauty, of grace, of love, of joy, of abundance to this world, of gratitude, of compassion, of reverence. Know that this life is sacred. This is what we are remembering. We are remembering the sacredness of life, of this human incarnation. Because like I said, there are so many souls that are just chomping at the bit to be physical because they want this experience. And here we are thinking that we don't matter, that we don't have control over our experience. And we do. It is your frequency, your energy that calibrates and contours and creates your reality. Nothing outside of you has that power over you. You choose to give it away. Sometimes just unknowingly, we're unconsciously because we've been programmed to do it. But now is the time to remember that we are sovereign. Remember, we are infinite oneness. We are connected to everyone and everything. There is no separation. Whenever you see someone or something you do not like, that is a reflection of something within you that must need to be healed. There's something just quite a little bit squirrely and a little bit off. And it's okay. It's a good thing that you're being shown that in a way that is so palpable to you, because that should be your aha. Instead of blaming the mirror, be like, oh, there's a little spot over here that I gotta clean up, and just get to work. Your spiritual practice at this point is crucial. Having something that you love to do, a meditation, a sound activation, chanting, movement, all of it. Just don't do none of it. Whatever you want to do, now is the time. We are at a crucial moment where we are choosing our frequency, and based on our frequency, we will either birth creation or we will birth our own destruction. And again, we cannot control anything outside of us. You just gotta do your bit. Tend to your patch of humanness, your patch of humanity, and then shine. Just shine. Because that's the only way that the people that are your soul family are going to find you. If you keep putting on different masks and trying on different suits that don't fit you well, you're just posing as someone else, and no one is able to truly see who you are. And if they cannot see who you are, they're going to keep it moving. Because your resonance, your vibratory resonance is distorted, and they cannot sense that you are truly in vibrational resonance and harmonic resonance with them. So it is very important to get off our asses and be willing to do the heavy lifting and get out of our own way. Get out of our way so we can align and receive the wisdom that is pouring in. There is so much light coming into the planet. Let's stop pointing the finger. Let's stop canceling. That's such bullshit, that cancel culture. Let's stop looking for different ways to separate ourselves from other people. We're masters at finding ways to re-quantify and recalibrate ourselves and put ourselves in little boxes and little things that we have to tick off. No. Every being is inherently beautiful, worthy, its inherent goodness and light. It's not a matter of whether they're expressing it here in the physical world. All we need to do is worry about us expressing our light in this physical world. The rest will sort itself out. Know your alignment. Know your alignment. Let go of fear. Let go of fear. Fear is a lie. Fear doesn't exist. Fear is just there to control. Let go of the need to control and the need to know exactly how something is going to work out. Leave that to the divine. Just have faith that you are aligning with the divine. Have faith in your alignment. Work on your vibration. Work on the frequency and energy you wish to hold and you wish to birth into this creation. It is up to you. We need to create balance and harmony where there is none. We need to stop feeding the chaos and the fear and the bullshit and actually feed the joy. Nourish your heart and your soul. If your soul wants to dance and wants to move, then dance and move. If your soul wants to sing, then sing. Whatever it is that your soul wishes to express through you, ask yourself and ask your body what it needs, because your physical vessel is here as a home for the soul. And your body holds wisdom. Particularly women, we have been conditioned again and again to ignore our wisdom, because we'll be labeled a witch, we'll be burned at the stake. Not this lifetime. We're not being burned at any stakes this lifetime. Fuck no. And whoever is canceling you, you don't want to be friends with them mofos anyway. So F them. Shine your light. Remember the wisdom of your body. Your body holds the wisdom and the keys and the codes to embody and truly allow your soul to shine and to express through you. This life, it's a dream, and this life is about remembering. It's about remembering and honoring what we have forgotten. Especially now, the moon is full right after Samhain. We go into the dark, we're in between the worlds, and we're calling in the illumination of this moon. And this moon is there to illuminate and to guide us. It is fruition, it is manifestation, it is the wisdom that we've been seeking, because we are in this Heshvan portal, the Scorpio portal, this noon portal. And this is the time for us to receive the wisdom, to align with the wisdom. And to do that, we must be willing to cultivate and nourish our light. Please cultivate and nourish your light. This is what we are here to do. We're here to nourish the light. We're here to nourish and expand and birth the light. So join me in the sound activation that is the companion for this episode. I wish you a blessed Shabbat, a blessed Samhain, and a wonderful full moon. Don't forget to go into the sound activation after this, if you haven't done so already. And if you would like to join me for ceremony on the 11/11, link is below. It is a Zoom, so you can join from anywhere in the world. You can join. It's going to be a powerful ceremony, because the 11 is, it's a portal of infinite creation. It's a portal to infinity. Like, it's a portal of creation. It's a birthing. So it's going to be a very, very powerful ceremony and sound activation with the beautiful Crystal Alchemy singing bowls. And of course, there is the self-paced course that is beginning. So you can check that out. All of that is below. If you enjoy this, please like, share, subscribe, follow. I'm not sure how the things work on the different systems, but y'all know what to do. Make sure you're following. Make sure you give this a review. 5 stars would be fantastic. You can connect with me on social media at Aurealara on Instagram and at Embodying the Shahina, which is the name of this podcast. You can also find me on YouTube at Aurealara. I've been a little slow on the posting there, but I'm working on keying that back up. So bear with me. And of course, don't forget to, if you have any questions, you can feel free to reach out to me either on those platforms, or you can email me using my website, sophianiccreation.com. And if you would like a one-on-one session, that is also available. All of that is linked below. I'm wishing you a blessed Shabbat. Thank you for joining me. Enjoy the sound activation and have a blessed full moon in Taurus. Ahava. Blessings.